The Torah in Parshas Ekev teaches us v'chalt v'sivat v'rachdos Hashem alakecho al oretz ha'toyva ashenasim lach. From here we learn the zechiv deraisa to say birchas hamazon after one ate and drank. As the Gemara Masech the Brachas daf chaf aleph amud aleph teaches us minayin lebirchas hamazon lachrem in ha'toyra. How do we know when after one eats he has to say birchas hamazon? Shenema v'chalt v'sivat v'rachdos. Continues the Gemara, Menayin lebirchas ha-toyra lefanem min ha-toyra. Before somebody learns, he's obligated to say birchas ha-toyra. Shenemar, ki shem Hashem ekra hava goydle lo keinu. The Sefer Chinuch explains why by limud ha-toyra do we have to make a bracha before we learn, and by eating, we make the bracha after we eat. So he explains that eating and drinking are connected to the gashmias, to our body. A person doesn't really feel any hana until he actually ate and drank. Torah, which is ruchnius, even before we actually learned any Torah, as soon as our mind and neshama become connected to learning the Torah, that is enough for us to already have hana. And since we immediately have pleasure from that very basic feeling, that's why we make a bracha even before we actually learn. And that's, he says, and to read his words, to make birchas ha-toyra before we learn, and making a bracha on benching afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not ask our bodies to serve him, or lahoydis b'fanav, or to thank him, rak achashe kabel prasmimena, until we actually ate. Kechelika behema, the part of our being that enjoys eating is the animalistic part of our existing. Latoiva, la ataka betoiva, doesn't recognize it, rak acha hergish, until it actually felt it. Av krisa toira shu chelika seichel, Torah, which represents the seichel, the seichel yedeu makar the koydim kabbalas had to elus yavnei soi. Even before you eat the Torah, before you learn, your mind, your neshama recognize the important experience you're going to have. Al ken yechayvenu akel lahoydus lefanav koydim kriyas a Torah. Even before learning. And Gemara continues in Masech the Brachos daf memches on the base teaching us Tana rabbanan. Say the birchas hamazon kachu. What's the say the benching? Bracha rishayin birchas hazon, shniya birchas haaretz, shlishis b'nei Yerushalayim, revias hatoiva meitiv. And Gemara repeats: Menayin lebirchas hamazon min ha-toyra, Rabbi oim v'chaltav savato v'rachta zu birchas hazon, al haaretz zu birchas haaretz, hatoiva zu b'nei Yerushalayim, v'keno oimer ha-har hatoiva zel v'alavonim. But the Gemara continues to teach us, Eli Allah Achrov. So from here we've discussed that one has to make a bracha after he ate and drank. Lefana minayin. How do we know that you have to make a bracha before you eat and drink? Amrit kavachaymer. The Gemara says a kavachaymer. Kshusava mevarich. If when I'm already satiate, I make a bracha. Kshurav, when I'm hungry and I realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me what to eat, loy kolshkein. And Tosis points out that this is not considered a full-fledged kavachaymer, because if it were to be considered a full-fledged kavachaymer, the obligation to say a bracha rishayna would therefore be a chiv deraisa. And we know that the obligation to say a bracha rishayna is only a derabbanan. And the Shulchan Aruch therefore paskins in Arachayim, simen kuf pei dalet sif dalet, ochel venidein birach birchas hamazon imlav. If somebody ate and he's not sure if he said birchas hamazon, tzorich levarach misafik. He has to say birchas hamazon, neshim in ha-toyra. And we have a rule, safik deraisa l'chumra. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tes Sif Gimel, how it says, kala ebrachas, im nestapik im birach hamlav, the halacha is, safik brachas l'hakel, and therefore if somebody has a question if he made a brach or not, he doesn't make a bracha, loy betchila, loy besoif, sofik brachas lahakol. However, chutz mi birchas hamazon, neshu shal Torah. Birchas hamazon is deraisa, sofik deraisa, lachumra. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Lamed also says, Kach mekubal ani merabaisa yishmerem kale. I learned this from my rebbes. Shakol hazor bebirchas hamazon. Somebody who's careful to bench properly. Mizonaisa mitzuyin loy bekovet kol yomav. That hila panosa will be hila panosa his entire life. And the ber hetiv in Orem Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Al Hey Ois Aleph says, why is there no letter Pei in Birchas Hamazon? Because he says, whoever is careful to say Birchas Hamazon properly with the right kavona, ain't shoylet boy loy af loy ketzef, he will never be the subject of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. U'mezaynoysa mitzuyim le'berev b'kovet kol yomav, hela panosa, abundant panosa, all of his life. And he quotes a Sefer Chassidim that says that somebody passed away, and when he revealed himself in a dream to one of his friends, and he says that every day after he passed away, in Shemayim, he's judged for why did he not say Birchas Hamazon properly. And the Arizal said that if we not just have kavana when we benched, but we also have kavana when we eat, that everything we're eating is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. And everything that we're eating is because we want to have the energy and the ability to be able to serve Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you that. And actually, it's based on a Gemara in Masech the Kedushin that Pei Beis Omen Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, did you ever find an animal, a bird, that has a profession? And they, Baruch Shem, always have panosa. And they were only created to serve the person. And the person was created to serve Hashem. So certainly, every person should have panosa without any problem. El Shiroisius Masa Vikapakis Parnoisai, that I didn't do the right thing and I lose my panosa. What does that mean? What that means is if I don't eat the way with the right kavana and I don't bench with the right kavana, I lose what is coming to us. And the Rizal in the Sefer Shara Mitzvah explains there are four categories in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. There's doimim, like the stones, the earth, tzomeach, things that grow, chai are animals. And Medaber is the human being that has the ability to speak. And every four of these things, one is a higher level than the other. And what happens is, when somebody eats, what he's doing is, he's raising everything from one level to the next. The doimim, the earth, produces fruits and vegetables and produce that are eaten by the animals, which are ultimately eaten by the human being. And the person who eats those three, the person who eats is bringing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world to the goal of Avodas Hashem. And that's why he's so deserving of a bracha, because he's bringing perfection. He's doing what the human being was brought to this world to do. The human being was brought to this world to bring everything to a high madrega, to use everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baal Shem says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Rav Shimon Omer, Shloisha She'achlo HaShulchan Echad, V'lo Omer Alav Divrei Torah. So Pash Pshat, the Mishnah is teaching us that if three people sit by a meal and they didn't speak Divrei Torah, Kilo Echlo Mezif Chameisim. So the Baal Shem explained, Shloisha She'achlo, the Shloisha She'achlo represents the Doimim, the Tzoymeich Echai, that are brought to the table for the human being to eat from them. And the person who takes this food and doesn't use the food in the proper way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use the food, if the person doesn't use the food in that way and he takes it a step further, the Shloisha represent the three brachas of the Birchas Hamazon. And if you didn't do it properly, it's ki'ilu achlu, then it's considered as if you ate zifchei meisim. So now we've been speaking about particularly Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Hanenen. But the Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Gimel on the base teaches us, Chayiv Adam Levarach Mei Brachas B'chol Yoyim. A person has to say 100 brachas every day. Shenemar Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimcha Al Tikri Ma Elameya. The Gemara is teaching us that we have to say, that this pasuk is teaching us that we have to say 100 brachas every day. But on this pasuk, Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimach Ki Im Lira, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us is just Yerushamayim. The Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis asks, Ota Yerushamayim Nusa Zitrasahi. The pasuk says, all Hashem asks from us is Yerushamayim. Ask the Gemara, is that such an insignificant request? Answers the Gemara, in. Lagabim Moshe Milsa Zitrasahi. This was insignificant by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshalim Adam Shavakshim Enukli Godel. If you ask for somebody to borrow something which is very expensive, V'yeshloi, and he has it, Daimel of Kili Katan, it's no big deal. Katan V'enloi, but if you ask somebody, I want to borrow from you something, and he doesn't have it, if he doesn't have it, even though it's not that significant, Daimel of Kili Godel. So of course the question is, what does the Gemara mean? Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim wasn't so significant, it's not such a big deal to us. Can we compare ourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara Masechta Brachos says, "Kol anenim ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha." If somebody has hanah, has pleasure, benefit from this world without making a bracha, mal. My takante, what should he do? Yelech etzel chacham v'yolodenu. He should go to Talmud Chacham. So the question is, what does going to Talmud Chacham help? How does somebody correct that fact that he didn't make a bracha? How does him going to Talmud Chacham solve that problem? So the Sefer Nezi Yisrael explains, the Klal Yisrael, the 40 years that they were in the Midbar, they had Mon, they had Slav, they had the Ber Mayim. So for them to learn Torah, for them to be able to do Avodas Hashem, was fairly simple. All the issues that take up our time and our energy in this world did not affect them. Yet we find, the Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Yudal Raman Aleph teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was so anxious to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, why was Moshe Rabbeinu so anxious? He wanted to eat Israeli tomatoes, Israeli produce. Says the Gemara, Akach Amar Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Harbi mitzvahs in Stavi Yisrael, Meim Eskai Melab Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that one can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Ekonis L'anil Eretz, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, Kadesh Yiskai M'kulei B'yodai. But let's think about it. The mitzvahs are Tluyas Ba'aretz. The mitzvahs that we have in Eretz Yisrael all are based on agriculture, planting and growing, Shemitah, Trumas, Maisris. Is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was so anxious to do? Says the Nezi Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that through eating and through the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we could come to such a high madrega in our avodas Hashem. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Yes, I want the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Because by eating and by drinking and by working, it's all an opportunity for me to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means. Kol anenim ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. If somebody doesn't make a bracha, so indeed, why do you have to work? And why do you have to eat? Why is it so important? But if you could use it for a way of coming to closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's fantastic. Ma Hashem shayomich kim lira. And the Gemara says, what does the Ma stand for? The Mei Brachas. What are the Mei Brachas? Why are Brachas so important? Because Brachas are what help us recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the world. And that what we eat and we drink comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we eat and we drink are supposed to be vehicles for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, in L'gabim Moshe Milsa Zitrasi. What does it mean? Are we Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Gemara means to say is, take the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was so anxious to enter Eretz Yisrael, And the reason he was anxious to enter Eretz Yisrael was because he recognized that by entering Eretz Yisrael, he will have a better opportunity and a greater experience in connecting to Hashem, in seeing the Yad Hashem in every step of our lives. So we too, say the 100 brachas, do your work in Eretz Yisrael, work as a farmer, do whatever you do and eat and drink, gashmias. But they're all ways to become closer to Hashem.